As Dr. Paul Powers entered Lakeside Hospital, he noticed a difference right away. It was subtle to any casual visitor, but loud as a trumpet to him. It wasn't going to be an ordinary day. Perhaps it was the buzz of conversations in the hallway, or the cluster of whispering physicians and nurses around the espresso bar. The hum was a washing undercurrent that spelled trouble, and before he made it through the lobby, he got the story. One of Lakeside's own had been admitted to the ICU that morning. Running late as usual, Paul hurried to the operating room. Today's surgery schedule was packed. If he didn't get the anesthetic for his first patient started within 30 minutes, there would be hell to pay with the surgeons and the nurses. Unlike in his anesthesia residency, the surgeons at Lakeside worshipped speed, hard work, and most of all, themselves. Paul reluctantly catered to their workaholism and bloated egos, even as he admired their technical skills. The clientele of Lakeside in Bellevue, a yuppified eastern suburb of Seattle, demanded the finest of medical care, no matter what the cost. Residents of Bellevue displayed their wealth with pride, but Paul suspected that much of the city's opulence was a fragile illusion, with reality lurking one missed payment away. He'd been lucky a few months back to land his first private practice job with the anesthesia group at Lakeside, a feat he owed primarily to Dr. Valdemir Zezinski, a staff radiologist. Zezinski had taught Paul at the University of Washington in both undergraduate classes and in the medical school. Efficiently known as Dr. Z, the professor had left his prestigious post at the University of Washington, but not before achieving recognition as a brilliant research scientist. It was no wonder Lakeside Radiology used an outrageous first-year package to lure Dr. Z into private practice. Pounding up the stairs, Paul banged the large silver button on the wall and ran through the double doors of the operating suite, panting, almost colliding with Ben Hinckley. An internist first, Ben specialized in intensive care medicine. Seeing him leaving the operating suite so early in the morning was a bad sign. Paul figured Ben had come to mooch off the donuts and coffee the hospital provided to the OR staff every morning. Paul grabbed Ben by the tweed sleeve of his Armani suit. "I know you hate to eat and run, but what the hell's going on today, Hinckley?" Ben's fat bulldog face wrinkled. "Look, I've had a long night, Powers. No games now, please."
"Long night?"
"There's a VIP in ICU, and I'm losing the battle. It's crazy, and there's media coming."
Ben tried to pass, but Paul blocked his path.
"Media? So what's happening, and who is it?"
"Cyanide poisoning from an over-the-counter pill, a radical cure for the common cold. I think you know him, a new doc here named Zezinski, radiologist."
Paul froze.
"You okay? Were you close?"
Paul stared. "Is he dead?"
"Probably just a formality now. Wait for the cyanide levels to drop, then run the EEG again. You know the routine."
"I'm going with you," said Paul.
"But they're already looking for you in the lounge."
"Sorry, Ben. The OR will just have to wait." On the walk to intensive care, Paul remembered the many fatherly encounters he'd had with Dr. Z. During medical school, they'd talked all night in the cozy confines of Dr. Z's private library, the musty smell of old volumes of wall-to-wall books mingling with the vapors of mint tea. Tchaikovsky played softly in the background as Tolstoy, Solzhenitsyn, and Chekhov came alive. Dr. Z fancied himself a great student of Russian art and history. So often, Paul had almost broken beneath the stress of becoming a physician, trying to understand his profession's awesome responsibilities. But Dr. Z was always there for Paul. Z had a way of making sense out of all the insanity of the world. In intensive care, Paul looked on as Dr. Z lay motionless, eyes taped shut, and his face dark blue. A breathing tube originated from his mouth and connected to a ventilator. Blood percolated intermittently from a smaller tube emerging from the right side of his nose. The high-pitched, rapid beeping of his pulse punctuated the slow, cyclical rush of air from the ventilator to his lungs. Paul held his hand to his face at the sight of the usually rosy-cheeked Dr. Z. Whatever Paul expected to see, it wasn't this. He'd never seen cyanide poisoning before, and he hoped never to see it again.